It's a start. It's a start. It's a. This I mean, we're a, starting with
a conversation,
with a
solid. We're not going to solve this in one night. This is a conversation.
We're starting with a solid cube of marble, and we're chipping away, and we'll end up with Michelangelo's Daniel.
You look nice today. A Journal of Emotional Hygiene.
Did we? Was there any news? Any news on sponsorships this week? Anybody new come up?
There was actually. I should mention that the Coca-Cola thing kind of fell through. The thing that I found out, though, because of course we've been doing a bunch of demographic survey data. Bad demographic news, guys. Mm. We're sort of nerdy, so you know you'd figure we'd skew male. We skew anti-female.
We skew misogynistic.
I skew
anti-female in my real life too, so it pretty much fits.
I think that kind of comes through, and so
is there any kind of, do you have any kind of like a composite, like a drawing, or is there anything that can give us some sense of our listener?
I can. I'll send it through over the vacuum tube between us that conducts pieces of paper between our bedrooms, and you'll see that the picture of the typical female listener of the show, she looks harried, angry, a little bit sad, and here's the catch though, she is sweaty.
She looks I don't know this woman, but from the look of the picture, she looks like she has a lot of anxiety.
Kind of got a Kathy vibe, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like there's actually kind of like maybe stink lines coming off her.
Exactly. So here's the thing. Brilliant research firm, these guys. They're like, let's play off of that and let's take that discomfort that you cause in half of the population of the country and let's turn that around and let's say, hey, antiperspirant people, you got your Shures, your secrets of the world. You know, this show induces the kind of behavior that they're designed to stop. So that's sort of the background. Long story short, secret. Mm. There's some interest. Morning powder is a new scent that they're launching.
Morning powder.
Morning powder.
And they feel like we're causing enough anxiety that this is a company that's trying to serve solve a certain kind of problem.
And we cause that problem.
Wait, so one concern with the antiperspirant for women is how do we work that into conversation naturally?
How is it that you're saying you don't want to break up the organic vibe that we put down by having an inappropriate out of left field reference to women sweating?
Yeah, it doesn't make too much sense. We could talk about beverages. We could talk about Coca-Cola. That's what I was encouraged in that direction. And now we're going in this direction. I just feel like it doesn't necessarily fit. Obviously, it fits with our audience, but
I think we're secret. Closer on this than Adam. I disagree with Adam. I think this is something that we could do. Do you feel like you don't make women nervous, Sandwich?
I definitely. It goes the other way. So maybe I could talk. I suppose I could sort of concoct something wherein I only use deodorant and antiperspirant that's pH balanced for a woman because of a skin condition or something like that. I mean, I could sell a product, I guess.
Do you own any white sunglasses?
Light blue.
You have light blue sunglasses? Okay, do you drive a van?
I used to, yeah, I could.
Okay, yes. I think we're getting somewhere important here, Scott.
Exactly. This is the time, you know, you pick somebody up. They're like, who are you? You're like, hey, you nervous right now?
All right, I see where you're going with this.
Totally.
Right? Yeah. And like it's like a mint, you know. You buy mints not necessarily always to eat them yourself, am I right?
Uh-huh. Right.
You want to have mints in your pockets, you know, to share with other people if they have a concern about their breath. I don't see why you wouldn't have some deodorant in your pocket as well. Be like, "Hey, you look kind of uncomfortable.
you seem pretty nervous."
Yeah. How about this one? How about this one? Secret. Hop in the van.
Or how about secret? I totally didn't touch your drink.
Yep.
Secret, what's that smell?
Ooh.
Secret, you can put it on your inner thigh. Is that it?
I like that. That one's a little Baroque, but I like it.
Well, you probably can. Do
I mean, is it a permission thing? Is it sort of like, can I call my mom? Is it that kind of a question?
I think most people just haven't thought of it, but they really should.
And so you're saying, so in addition to
ladies too.
No, and so we're taking the brand values, and we're also going to help them move some of the product by making these very nervous people use this.
It's for all over sweat. And why does it always have to be for the pits?
Yeah. And we're implying it's morning That's powder, true. Right? I mean, like, it's in the morning, you know.
That's the scent. Right. That's the scent.
You've been
in the
van.
How about this? Secret. No, seriously. Secret.
That's good. I think that's got buzz.
Can you guys give me a glossary of marketing terms so I can kind of keep up next time? Or is this just something I should probably do my homework first?
No, I mean, we'll just do the whole thing. Why don't we just hire somebody to fucking come in and just do your parts for you?
Okay.
We'll just, you know, we'll get a good looking monkey. We'll get a monkey and we'll give him some glasses and you know, maybe a little flute to play or something.
I'm Adam and I'm so boring and I don't understand business.
What do you think, Adam?
Like that,
what do
right?
you think, Adam? Thanks, Mr. Jiggles.
So, speaking of marketing terms,
sorry.
Is that a recorder?
Yes.
That was good.
I like sounded that. Like Kung Fu for a minute. Can you do that again?
No. Only once.
Awkward cake.
But yeah, no, somebody, I remember there was an all hands meeting because somebody had taken the big bottle of ibuprofen and our the comptroller / drunk guy who ran the office was really mad.
Is that what a comptroller is? I always wondered what a comptroller
Comptroller's is. Kind of like an angry accountant.
It always sounded like a controller with an unnecessary.
Yeah, it's like when English people say lieutenant.
Right, right. A comptroller.
are you sure you're pronouncing that right?
Right. Well, we're not in Canada here. Come on.
Right. Yeah.
So a comptroller is sort of somebody who like manages the operation of an office.
I thought it was just
like
somebody
that,
who was related to the owner that drank.
It could be that. Was his last name comptroller, or was that his title?
No, I think it was his like maybe it was his mother's maiden name.
Okay.
But they would go and they would buy us beverages. They would, you know, it was a very nice setup. This is pre.com, of course. This is back in the Longton, you know, mid-90s. And anyway, he was furious that someone had taken all the ibuprofen. And I can understand why. You know, that's, somebody takes that home, you know, that's, you know.
Oh, taking it home? That's dirty pool. You don't do that. I mean, hoard it in your office, sure. Don't take it
home. So you feel like it's not as big a deal if you're taking them just a few at a time, like more than you really need. Like you're taking...
Or even the bottle. You can be forgiven for that, you know, because then it's still on the premises. And, you know, you could even be the guy. That could be your thing in the office, is that you're the guy who takes things from the kitchen and into your office. And then people know that to go to your office, you'll have the second... Like the second supply closet is in your office.
So you,
that's nice.
It's really nice. So you end up getting visitors as well as the grudging respect of your colleagues.
Absolutely.
Are you that guy, Adam, in your office?
I maybe. I tend to hoard. If we ever run out of toilet paper, people know where to go.
company toilet paper you're hoarding in the office.
Yeah, don't ask.
Okay, so wait, let me tell you. What do you mean, don't ask? So your company buys toilet paper so people can use the bathroom, and then you're like, you're preparing for an emergency. It's, you maybe want to bring it home. You want to make sure that you've got a personal roll. That's what it
it's
is.
Just a,
That's
it's
what
a it comfort. It's a comfort thing.
It's a personal roll, isn't it?
Yeah, personal. Yeah, it is.
So do people see you walking toward the restroom with your personal roll of toilet paper?
They kind of accept it.
Wait, do you put it in a backpack or do you just carry it out in the open?
No, out in the open. Everything's out in the open.
This is really interesting.
I prefer the idea of your entire office being very comfortable with you walk, and really to the point where it becomes almost like a riding crop. It becomes like this affectation.
Hey, Adam. Hey, Catherine. Hey, Adam. Do you have any toilet paper? Yeah.
A square at a time. I make people happy. Yeah.
Can I have some toilet paper,
hey,
Adam? Okay. So you see the Braves game last night? Yeah. Oh, you got any of that toilet paper? Yeah. Oh, could I have how many pieces you need? Oh God, like individual squares? Yeah. Oh Jesus.
Just keep
45?
It.
Yeah. Really?
Tied in a string around my neck. I can just unroll it from my neck.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Like a cravat.
And until you're eventually called in by the comptroller, who has some questions about what exactly your job is around the office.
cans in a derby.
They had a cannon in my military school, but I've never worked anywhere that had a cannon.
Did you really? You really went to military school?
I went to military school for a year in 1979.
That's great. Well, so what?
It was kind of like being in the Scouts without camping.
Were you? Was it punitive, or why did you go?
It was my stepfather's idea. He thought that it would be a fun thing for me.
Was he right?
Well, the question is better asked: have you realized yet that he was right?
Okay. That's why you're Scott Simpson.
Well, I put things in a different light. I turn it around.
You do. You take it and you turn it. It's not something I would recommend, you know. No, I wouldn't do it again.
Did you meet Prince Harry?
All too often. No.
Is that what you called it?
That's what they called it. My scoutmaster. Okay, we got to get out of that.
We're not allowed to speak ill of the royal family, or which part are we avoiding?
I've been
Listen,
thinking
he's,
about
he's the... still there's the embargo is still on. He's still in Afghanistan. Yeah. Let's okay. We can't touch that.
Also, I keep thinking that
no touching Prince Harry.
Don't touch Prince Harry. I keep thinking I'd like to become a royal watcher at some point. Have you ever seen anybody like on a TV or show or something in there, and the little subtitle says that they're a royal watcher?
Is that an adjective, or is that a...
That's a noun that describes their career.
Okay, so they're not a royal person who is watching
something.
No,
they're a watcher of royalty, and for this they're compensated by different places.
Entertainment Tonight's and your Us Weeklies and stuff like that.
Yeah, and it's usually someone who's really profoundly asininely English in like a jokey over the top way, like down to like a monocle kind of thing, and they watch the royal family and then make remarks.
Like got braces to make their teeth worse.
I'm just trying to think about the love theme from Morning Bowder.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So we'll come back, but I think. Something.
That's right. See? What's that, major seventh? What do you got? What do you got? Major seventh there?
I keep a major seventh in my pocket, that's it.
Okay. But, yep.
If
yep.
I were a queen, I would have a powder shower. Cover myself with the driest powder. It's morning on the continent.
Yeah. Let's have breakfast for dinner.
So I got ready, and I would love to hear what you guys have, you know, if this has ever happened to you, but I woke up and I got ready and I checked my email and I walked out the door and I got in my Prius and I drove to the coffee shop and I got my coffee and I went to work and I worked and I walked around and I went to meetings and I did conference calls and I did serious things and, you know, I had a day, a typical day. And at about 4:30 on that day, I was still at work and I realized I'd sort of been sitting sort of at an awkward angle for the last, I don't know how long. And I looked, you know, just sort of like checked the back of my pocket, see my wallet was in a weird place or something like that. It wasn't. I had been walking around with a really pretty large loofah in my back pocket for the last, you know, 9 hours.
And the big spongy, it's for exfoliating sponge.
Big, hard sponge that really was hard to fit into, in retrospect, hard to fit into my back pocket. Like, it's not like an ace comb.
You didn't notice
just slip
it? You didn't notice
there.
It at all?
No, I didn't notice.
No remarks. No remarks from coworkers.
No, and I guess they just figured, oh, he's got a loofah in his pocket. You know, there he goes.
How does that happen, Scott? Was that your own loofah or your wife?
It was. I'll tell you what it was. It was. It, this is probably the problem. Is I've never. I. You know, I'm a soap man. As you know, as we all might be. I'm a soap guy. People sure. ask me whether I come down, where I come down on the soap issue. I say I'm soap. I'm a pro soap. That's all I use. And so, you know,
I'm a body wash man myself. But go on with your soap.
Yeah. Well, so you probably have a little more experience with some sort of like a mitten or a, like a sponge or something.
A body sponge, yeah. Mm-hmm. On a rope.
You have a body sponge sandwich?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
No, this might be unusual.
It seems very healthy that you're comfortable with that.
But is it just that I call it a body sponge? It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of a poof of webbing on a string, multicolored.
Oh, so it's like, not a sponge. It's like it's that fluffy nylon.
Oh, it's like the thing that comes with a bottle of Dove Lady Cleanser.
That's right. Am I not supposed to use that? I don't know.
I think that's awesome.
Things.
You get up in the morning, you have a little coffee, you get in there, and you really get clean with your little web. Is that?
Oh yeah, it conforms to all the contours, and really gets in there. You can grab
do you have like a name for it or a name for the, like when you're in there, are you like, hey
Mr. Body Sponge,
time to crevice the sponge?
I would call it estrogeny. So you got a loofah in your pocket.
Yeah, so I you know, I realize it was a very simple thing. It's like when you're getting ready in the morning, you're walking around, you've got things to do, you're picking up a bunch of stuff, you're making the coffee, and you know, things get put in pockets that are intended to be removed immediately afterwards that aren't, right? And it just happens in this case, it was a really large loofah, and also that nobody at work mentioned it to me. They saw me walking past their cubicles with a big, really sort of more than anything.
Give me a sense of the scope of this. Just give me like, so for people who've never seen a loofah, it's a very naturalistic looking sponge thing. It's very like kind of cylindrical.
No, it was more like a sphere, like a softball sized sphere in my back pocket.
You fit a softball sized sphere of cleaning sponge into your back pocket.
Yep. And so, you know, I'd walk by, and
it looked,
you know,
like a, my, like a, my, I mean, my, was it exposed? Did it just look like a butt tumor? Like, what did it look like to somebody in your office?
Well, I think what happened was that, you know, most people saw a really giant lump in my back pocket, and they didn't know that it, you know, they didn't know what it was. And I guess...
And there's no like answer you're going to give them that's going to make them happy.
Well, no, maybe it was like a, you know, is he pregnant? No, I shouldn't say anything, because if he's not pregnant, it's going to be embarrassing.
I think you're being cynical. Anytime that someone has a bulge in their pants, you're not going, even if it's on the dorsal part of the pant, you're not going to want to drill down with them about what's causing the lump.
I think that was probably the thing. So somebody thought that I'd, you know, I guess popped something that caused a softball-sized lump in my back pocket to appear, or they just didn't notice. But I don't believe that I could have walked around the office all day and had people not look at my ass, because, well, you've met me.
It's extraordinary,
right?
You could fold laundry on that ass. It's amazing,
right? Right? Yeah. Although, to be fair, you could probably fold laundry on any ass if you're good enough at folding laundry.
With you, I'd have to.
Are you saying that it's? Are you saying, Merlin, that it's a flat ass? That Scott's ass is a flat ass, or is he Calipigian?
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll drop Calipigian whenever I can.
That's a GRE word.
No, that was awesome. No, I was thinking more, it seems very functional. Like a utility room.
Oh,
that's right.
Okay. It's angular.
Calipigian? Is that a word?
Calipigian.
Calipigian.
Of having shapely buttocks.
Yeah, you have like a slightly randy word a day calendar?
No, just one for my whole life.
So you got a loofah the size of a softball in your pocket.
Yeah.
None of your coworkers. And like, are you close to your coworkers? Is there not someone who would approach you and say, "Do you have an ass goiter?"
I think people just must not have noticed. And I, you know, it's one of those things where you walk around with your penis hanging out of your pants all day,
yes.
And then you realize later, oh, people just must not have noticed.
Must be Tuesday.
Right. Exactly. So I think that's probably what it was. I'm interested in Adam, as somebody who's, you know, I'm standing on the precipice of advanced shower products. I haven't taken the plunge yet. My loofah is still rock hard and dry. Do I get my loofah wet, or do I keep it out of the shower? I guess you're a fan, obviously, and I guess
Merlin, the loofah, you then no, sir, no.
Well, then why do you use it?
I don't use a loofah.
Oh, I mean, it's
far too abrasive.
I think of them all in the same category as unnecessary and slightly.
I think you just answered your own question, Scott Simpson.
Accessories.
You're very glib about the care that goes into a bath, like that a sandwich brings to this. That the kind of the forethought of having the lady dove netting that allows him to slough mm-hmm. off that outer layer of his skin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you go around the rest, when you discovered it? Did you go around trying to make excuses for why it was there?
Oh, hey, like, what's loudly? Up? Like when you make a farting sound and you try desperately to replicate yes. it with the chair
when you shoot,
or
the yeah.
shoe, or yeah. It was like that. Yeah, it was like I'd go and I basically discovered the loofah in my pocket in front of all of my coworkers. Like, hey, what's up, Janice? So you have the report for tomorrow, and I'm sure if the margins are red. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that's, look at that. Oh,
I wonder if, like, so the thing is, like, we you and I live in Northern California. I wonder if people thought it was an affectation. You know, I'm just saying, like, if I worked in an office and I saw this guy walking around with a big ass sponge in his pocket that was
like a skirt skirt guy. They think I'm loofah guy.
What, you mean like utilikilt guy?
Utilikilt, yeah.
Yeah, there's wow. utilikilt guy. There's skirt guy too.
There's a whole class. My wife calls this the class of the urban attention getters, which are like people. It's like the guy, you know, on the bus in the utilikilt with the bird on his shoulder, who's like a little annoyed that you're asking what the bird's name is, you know, or whatever. Like, yes, I know that I'm walking two Great Danes. Thank you. You know, this is kind of like slightly annoyed that you've noticed like how intriguing they are. Person,
right?
You know,
right.
So maybe people did not want to get into a conversation because they're like, okay, now Scott's going to be one of those loofah guys.
Scott's like loofah. That's he's laying claim to loofah guy,
right?
A guest,
and so the child is coming at me, and he's making the face like this. And his mother is looking at the child, and he doesn't understand. And I'm going to get the and I'm going to get the belt and hit the child, and it's making a face like this.
That is the best impression of a white Bill Cosby I've ever
heard. Yeah, it took me like four, five,
been,
like 10
I've
seconds.
I've been drinking.
To
listen to this. Like, there's hardly anything left in that. And so the child does not. It's got the brain damage.
You know, kid. You know the thing about kids. What? They say that. They say.
And so the child
thing.
Is holding the pudding in his hand, and the mother. You're not going to be eating chocolate cake because I'm going to get the belt, and I'm going to, the hooks on the belt will rip the skin off of the bones on your body.
Chocolate cake.
I had a
chocolate cake behind Dad. You.
That is great.
That is great. He gives us chocolate cake. You see.
I had a Bill Cosby dream about 10 years ago that stuck with me to today.
Was he in the dream?
He was in the dream. He was the subject of the dream. In fact, I was in the dream. I was a documentary filmmaker following him around for the day on one of his charity projects. And this charity project was focused on the inner city of Philadelphia. You know, he's a big Temple University guy. I think he's a big Philly supporter. I don't know if you grew up there or what, but his charity was focused on the youth of inner city Philadelphia. And I was the cameraman following him around. We went up. We knocked on a door. Kid opened the door. And Bill Cosby just destroyed the kid. He punched him. He kicked him. The kid was down on the ground. He was, you know, kicking him. The kid would get up again. He would punch him. He followed him into the backyard. And Bill Cosby just laid this kid out.
Did you have a sense of whether the kid had it coming? Or was Cosby just,
well,
hit,
no, no,
did
here's
he have a crazy
thing.
Look in his eye? Or
No. It was all part of the project. So, you know, after about 3 minutes and, you know, dream minutes of Bill Cosby beating this kid up, he turns towards me and my camera, sweating, his shirt kind of ripped, huffing and puffing. And he says, "When I'm beating up these kids, they're off the drugs, they're off the streets, they're out of trouble." That's my Bill Cosby dream.
When I'm holding the child by his collar and hitting him about the head and what have you, this is a child who is not holding a crack pipe to his lips, and the mother is not making a face like this.
Yes. So that's my Bill Cosby dream.
If I hold the Kodak film to the child's head, it is not thinking the child. It does not put together the jello pudding with the Coca-Cola. The child is being beaten. He is not in. Let me ask you a question.
The more you do it, the better you get.
I haven't done
it
in a while, so I'm just warming up. Now, when the child has got the heroin in the bag and he's got the balloon that he's holding like this, wow. If he's trying to insert the needle while my wife Camille is beating him about the head with the classic Coca-Cola.
And finally,
that is a queen that needs to get wet.
It's true.
Yeah. That's, you know, true. If she really wanted to help out, you know, like right now, like, you know, the UK is like is carrying her like a baby at this point. Like, if she really wanted to help out, she would step into a dunking tank and let people get her wet. But she could do it with confidence, knowing that secret antiperspirant is going to keep her as powder dry as the queen she knows she is.
She would be like magic sand. She'd go into the dunk tank, you'd bring her out, and she would still be bone dry.
I'm having far too easy a time picturing the queen having just stepped out of the shower with the towel wrapped around, you know, under the armpits, above the boobs, and her hair is down and wet and shaggy. And she's the queen.
What era are you thinking about, Sandwich? Are you thinking about like
right. the now era?
Right now.
Totally. Like 80-year-old queen?
Totally. I could totally see it, too.
She's doing that thing where she's using another towel to dry her hair.
Making that little...
At you, and her head is a little bit at an angle. And
she's making that little turban hat.
Why can I picture the queen so easily?
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Windsor. You may know my work from the things I've done with the royalty and what have you with the Falkland Islands. As you may know, I have a powder dry appearance because I enjoy what have you with the making of the creams and whatnot. Until now, I had concerns when I would leave. But now, secret.
This has been You Look Nice Today, featuring Lonely Sandwich, Scott Simpson, and Hot Dogs Ladies. Thank you.
Have you ever wondered about your queenly lady parts? Hi.
How you doing, Sandwich? You hanging in there?
Oh, yeah. I just have no concept of what a dusty baker may be. What is it?
Sexual practice.
It's kind of like a dirty Sanchez.
It's like a rusty
dryer. It's drier.
It's very, very dry. She ends up covered with chalk dust and regret.